Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. The just will flourish like a palm tree, alleluia, and grow like a Lebanon cedar, alleluia. Lift up, O Mother Church, your voice to this all gladsome feast attend. With you the courts of heaven rejoice as offspring new to them you send. The Father, chief and gracious head of preachers, order Dominic rose. His light beyond this world has spread, as citizen to heaven he goes. From limits of the flesh made free, in heavenly glory now he shines. Instead of poor man's cincture, see, a royal stole this one entwines. May God the three and one be praised in glory, honor, might, and love. And we to heavenly glory raised at Dominic's prayer for us above. Working in the name of Christ, Dominic planted the world with divine seed, living his whole life in joyful poverty. Happy are those who love God and delight in the whole of Torah. Their children shall be blessed, strong and upright in the land. The households of the just will flourish. Their integrity stands firm forever. A light shines from them for others, for they are generous, merciful, and just. The good lend freely to others, and conduct their affairs with honor. They never waver from doing what is right. Their justice is remembered forever. They do not fear evil news. With strong hearts they trust in God. Steadfast and without fear, they will watch the wicked crumble. Open-handed they share with the poor. Their integrity stands firm forever. This strength will bring them honor. But hatred devours the wicked, who grind their teeth and depart. Their hopes all turn to ashes. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Working in the name of Christ, Dominic planted the world with divine seed, living his whole life in joyful poverty.
A reading from the Book of Sirach. He shone like a star shining among the clouds, like the full moon at the festal season, like sun shining upon the temple of Adonai, like a rainbow appearing in the cloudy sky, like blossoms on the branches in springtime, like a lily by running waters, like a green shoot on Lebanon in summer, like the fire of incense at sacrifice, like a vessel of hammered gold, studded with all kinds of precious stones, like a luxuriant olive tree, heavy with fruit, a plant with branches abounding in oil. Thanks be to God.
Sapientiae propinasti gratis predicator gratiae nos iunge beatis.
My heart is radiant with the Lord.
My whole being delights in God, my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches, rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. O Lumen Ecclesiae, Doctor Veritatis, Rosa Patientiae, Ebur Castitatis, Aquam Sapientiae, Propinasti gratis, Predicator gratiae, nos junge beatis.
You called Saint Dominic to gather a family to share your word through preaching and teaching. Bless the Dominicans throughout the world on their special feast. Moved with compassion at the plight of the poor, the student Dominic sold his precious books, noting, "How can I study off of these dead skins while people are starving?" Open our hearts to all who suffer and our willingness to sacrifice even what is good for the sake of others. Through the globe of fire, the Seigneur-Dieu on that hilltop in Fanzhou, you showed Dominic where to establish the community of women at Pruy to begin the holy preaching through the witness of their lives. Help our way of life draw others to the gospel and our homes to be a place of rest for itinerant preachers. Like a farmer planting grain to yield a great harvest, Dominic sent the friars across Europe to proclaim the good news of God's love for all people and all of creation. May all who participate in the holy preaching see the fruit of their labor in the building of a more just and compassionate world. To be effective in preaching the gospel, Dominic insisted on living the poverty, humility, and joy of the gospel, and spent as much time in prayer as in preaching. May we follow his example and share the fruit of our study and contemplation in action on behalf of others.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
God of mercy, in your eternal wisdom, you called your servant Dominic to set off on a journey of faith as itinerant pilgrim and preacher of grace. With your word of gentle truth in his heart and on his lips, Dominic invited the first sisters and brothers to join him in a life of contemplative obedience in the service of the holy preaching. As we celebrate his feast, we ask you to breathe the Spirit of the risen Christ once again into our hearts and minds. Recreate us so that we might faithfully and joyfully proclaim the gospel of peace through the same Christ, our love. Amen. May God give us eyes to see God, ears to hear God, and hands to bring God's work into the world. May we walk with God and preach the word of God to all. May the angel of peace watch over us and lead us to God's eternal reign. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.